Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night.
Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio this Thursday afternoon to tell us all about the making of Shania Twain. How's things?
Oh, things are good. A legend.
Yeah,
a
that genuine. Don't impress me much.
It impressed a lot of people, as it turns out. So yeah, she obviously, we could have done her for many reasons, but she recently played in Ireland once again, and she's back touring and things like that. So she's back being a force. She's 60 years of age now, so she's a music veteran.
Yeah, I saw her in Glastonbury 2 years ago, and you would not think she is 60 years of age on the stage.
She doesn't look 60 years of age, in fairness.
She's very active on the stage.
She's well preserved. she's an interesting character because she spans a couple of genres. She's had massive success. She's had huge challenges in her personal life. So
tell us where she came from.
She's a Canadian. She does have some Irish roots. Her birth father was a chap, an engineer called Clarence Edwards, but himself and her mother broke up when they were quite young, and she got her mother got together with a guy called Jerry Twain, who not only kind of moved in and became her de facto father, she took his name, but also adopted the kids. And that's about one-tenth of the story when it comes to Jerry Twain, who is a controversial figure who would later be revealed as someone who had a reign of terror in the Twain household. He was abusive, and she didn't speak about it much until later in life. But she and her mother did actually escape briefly, and the rest of the kids to like a shelter, but the mother went back to him. And then ultimately her mother and her stepfather Jerry Twain were killed together in a car crash when Shania was 22 years of age, forcing her into a position where she kind of had to pause her music career and be a parent to her younger siblings.
How the massive successful part of her life, when did that kick off?
So we're going to go into the mid 90s. So around 1995, her album came out, which really put her on the map. The Woman in Me is huge breakthrough album for her, and it sells more than 20 million copies. And, you know, when you've had such breakout success with an album like that, your next album, which is the one we're going to mostly feature today, I kind of unwittingly chose most of the songs from her next album. And of course, that is The Monster. That is Come On Over, which more than doubled the sales of the first one.
Just given everything going on in her personal life in the background, what age was she when the first successful album?
She is 30.
Okay, she's so it's a couple of years on.
Yeah, so she as a child, she's singing in smoky bars. She's got talent. Everyone sees it.
Yeah.
She's building and building, but there's so many little interruptions, tragedies, life challenges, that it isn't until she is a woman of approximately 30 that she really gets her platform.
The first song we started, That Don't Impress Me, that was probably my introduction to Shania Twain.
I think so too. I think it probably be mine too. It is from the album that comes 2 years later, as I said, the one we're mostly featuring today, Come On Over, which is one of the highest selling country pop albums of all time.
Totally crazy, looking at my lady, man,
bit of a scoop on Lunchtime Live today. Man, I feel like a woman. what a track. And again, from the banger that is Come On Over. It's hard when we talk about, you know, albums in terms of trying to classify their success. This album not only is, you know, massive in terms of selling over 40 million copies, but most of the songs from it go to number one, including this one.
She's the first country artist I ever liked. How did she manage to transcend both country and pop?
I think that's a really interesting question, because I think we always try and put people into boxes, and we want to put a label or a genre on people. I would say that really Shania Twain should be given credit for being the first real crossover act, because she manages to bring country to the popular audience.
Totally different.
So I just think, you know, when you look at the artists who came after her and that, and I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day how she was kind of been recently supporting Harry Styles. And you're like, Shania Twain shouldn't be supporting anybody.
Yeah.
This was a genre splitting moment in music history, really, because I didn't immediately think of it as country, if you know what I mean, because it was so successful.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman. How successful was that song?
Massive number one. And it was produced, with her longtime collaborator and indeed future husband, Mr. Lang, Jeff Lang. And therein lies a tale. Because ultimately, this is one of the other major challenges in her life, is that her husband, it becomes evident, revealed by the woman who's having an affair with her husband's husband, Frederick Thibault, that her best friend, Marie-Anne Thibault, is having an affair with her husband. It doesn't stop there. They break up, they get divorced, and she marries the husband of the woman that was having an affair with her husband. Is everyone keeping up? Sorry. it's complicated. But he did have a huge impact on her career.
I give my hand to you with all my heart. I can't wait to live my life with you. I can't wait to start.
There it is, From This Moment On, which is released both as a solo song and as a duet with a chap called Brian White, who's another country singer. And it's a real fan favourite. It's not as famous as the other songs, but for people who have seen Shania perform live on several occasions, this is very much a core part of her set. And it'll go down in her career as one of her most personal and deeply loved songs by her fans.
Like, on top of her own childhood, her own personal relationships, but her health was a huge problem for her too.
She has had these two massive albums. Everything is crest of a wave stuff for Shania, and she develops two really serious separate health issues, which both impact hugely on her life. One is the probably more well-known Lyme's disease, and then also something called dysphonia, which is exactly what it can sound like. It has a direct impact on your speaking and in turn singing voice.
How did that threaten her career?
She was effectively silenced for about 2 years. She could not really get it together. She was meant to record a Christmas album. And it was, you know, this was, as I said, the peak of her career. And thankfully, in the fullness of time, following about a 2 year hiatus, she came back with a vengeance. Forever and Always. And in actual fact, the only song that I haven't ultimately chosen from Come On Over, this is from Up, which is from 2002.
It's my least favourite.
Really? Yeah. I'm slightly personally indulgent here. Because on the 20th, can I share a little personal story? On the 23rd of May 1995, I stood proudly with my sister-in-law as marriage equality was announced in Ireland, in Dublin Castle, right there. Very proud to be there. And 9 years later, this was the wedding song of my beautiful sister-in-law, Mary Claire, and her amazing wife, Sinead. And it's a song that means a lot to them.
Yeah.
And it's one of the more also proud moments of my life was making the speech at their wedding before they danced to this song. And they're two amazing people. They went down to see Shania recently.
Really? In Limerick. Yeah.
And it's one, as I said, I cards on the table, like, it's not really my genre of music that I listen to a lot, but this is a song that brings up incredibly poignant and special memories.
I love the personal connection people have
absolutely love.
you're still the one, your final pick for this afternoon.
I think it's my favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's my favourite of her songs. And again, another one that's probably associated with weddings as well. There's a strong wedding
dance.
Yeah,
big time.
A favourite here. Great song.
Where does Shania rank amongst the greatest country stars?
Okay, well, if we just relate it to sales, Shania Twain is the highest selling female country artist of all time.
Right.
Of all time. Yeah. And that eclipses someone like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, okay.
And if you think about that. But again, I think her legacy will be that ability to span the genres of country and pop and to achieve massive success in both. And I think a very underrated songwriter in some ways as well, because she has written most of her songs, and we are talking about some of the biggest hits in American pop.
Have you seen her before?
I've never seen her.
I was sorry I didn't get to see her in Limerick this year.
Yeah,
she comes back here quite a bit, actually.
I was a bit surprised. So following her health issues, she kind of resurrected her career a little bit in Las Vegas, and she did residency there. But she is back touring again, and maybe...
She's worth seeing.
Maybe it is about tipping a little toe back into the touring world again. We'll see her again.
We leave you with You're Still the One, Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thanks a million for joining us in studio to tell us all about the making of Shania Twain.
Come on, Eileen.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.